Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Have you ever thought that any moment can be the most beautiful, the most valuable, and the most unforgettable? It's true. The moment you're with the Lord is the most beautiful. Why? For the Lord is the most beautiful Son of Man in the whole universe. He's the most beautiful lover of our souls. And when you are with the most beautiful and the most glorious Son of Man, then it is the most precious moment in your life. We have to shout for joy, for this is the very moment, right in this second, you draw near to the Lord, the moment that you're with Him. Then it is the best moment, the most precious moment. Not only you find it is the most glorious and the precious moment, and even the Lord Himself also treasures this very moment when we are with Him. I'd like to sing a lovely song with you. It's in Songs of Love 2, Song 164. By you, the best is now. Shall we sing this hymn slowly? I can't manage this hymn so well, for there are some notes that are very high, but I really enjoy singing this song. And I experience that this moment is very precious indeed. When we're singing, remember, take notice that the Lord is present with us. He is very attentive to hear our singing. He is listening to our prayers, and He knows what our feelings are. Even though we are singing, the Lord knows our desire in our hearts. Not only He can hear, and He can feel our love to Him. Shall we sing this hymn?
By you, the best is now. For you, better than all. I'm not ashamed when I rely on you. By you, I will rejoice. I once believed the past better than now. And I forgot you were with me now. Your love is surrounding me. You're loving me, embracing me. Your love has never changed, for you were better than all. For you, the best is now.
I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to Him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to draw near the Lord face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, verse 17 to 27. And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, all these I have kept from my youth." And Jesus said, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, Then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, With man it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. I feel sorry for this rich young man every time I read about him, for he was supposed to have great future, yet he didn't choose to follow the Lord. The Lord loved him very much, but he didn't realize and he didn't treasure it, so he couldn't enjoy the love of the Lord for him. Moreover, the Lord loved him so much that he even spoke to him and corrected him personally, but he didn't listen. I believe this rich young man came with hope. However, it was a pity that he left with sadness. What makes me feel regretful is that he had great possessions. As a matter of fact, his soul had nothing. What he gained was not eternal wealth. As we have read in verse 17, it was about a young man who went to the Lord Jesus and asked about inheriting eternal life. However, his understanding was very different from the eternal life mentioned in the Gospel of John. I believe that the eternal life that the young rich man said was having life forever. But the eternal life mentioned in the Gospel according to John is knowing God. It's not just about a life that lives forever, but also the status and the connotation, which are the relationships with God. When I read these verses and noticed how the young man responded to Jesus, I noticed that he had many misconceptions. As I mentioned before, his understanding of eternal life was superficial and I can say inaccurate. The Lord Jesus answered him and corrected his misconceptions. Why don't we take a look at the misconceptions of this young man? First of all, he asked Jesus in verse 17, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? That is to say, he believed that people could obtain heavenly blessings by relying on their own strength, and he asked what he could do to inherit eternal life. Can man obtain eternal life by relying on his strength and works? As we all know, it isn't the case. In fact, God has revealed a way of justification in the Old Testament. It is through faith and not through works or the observance of the law. Secondly, as you may notice that he had the wrong understanding towards the Lord. All he thought was that the Lord Jesus was a good teacher. Of course, the Lord is a good teacher, but he is not only a good teacher. What we shall see more is the Lord Jesus is God, the only true God. He is the best and the fairest. Thirdly, as I mentioned at the beginning, he had the wrong understanding of eternal life. He thought eternal life meant he would never die. In fact, eternal life means being close to God and knowing him forever. This understanding is not the knowledge in mind, but the understanding of experience, love, and relationship. Hence, the Lord Jesus explained what is eternal life in the Gospel according to John chapter 17. And all of us should remember, right? And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Remember, this understanding is the understanding you have experienced through the intimate love and relationship with God. Lastly, in verse 20, the young man said to Jesus, Teacher, all these I have kept from my youth. He thought mistakenly that he had obeyed all the laws of God and had already met the requirements of God, and he was perfect. But the Lord was really good that he responded to him. He said to him, You lack one thing. That is to say, he was not perfect and did not meet the standard yet. In verse 21 mentioned, And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, You lack one thing. Later on, the Lord Jesus told him what exactly was lacking. That is to say, the Lord Jesus wanted him to achieve these things, which is the most important and the most precious answer. I can say that this is the connotation of eternal life. Since this young man sought to inherit eternal life, the Lord Jesus also showed him the way to eternal life. That is to leave everything behind, to be close to the Lord and gain the Lord, to come and follow the Lord. What a precious calling and answer. No wonder the Lord Jesus looked at him when saying to him, the Lord must look at him affectionately. The Lord Jesus didn't like to consolidate his own power. Not that he liked more people to follow him and make himself famous. What the Lord Jesus said to the rich young man was out of love, for the Lord Jesus loved him and wanted him to follow him. The most valuable thing is to love him only and leave everything to follow him. And his life will be the most meaningful and blessed. The Lord Jesus demanded him because of love. The young man may not feel the desire of the Lord to him. He really liked this young man to follow him and be close to him. This young man should know that Jesus was good. He could hear that the words of Jesus were sincere. But he went away sorrowful. He couldn't forsake his possessions, for his possessions were great. This makes me think that our possessions can become a hindrance to following the Lord. They may become an obstacle for us to receive blessings from heaven. What a pity! In fact, all the things I got, inside or outside, are all from God. God is the master. We dare to take for ourselves what God has given us and not willing to let go. It will keep us from receiving greater blessings. Brothers and sisters, is there anything we have that is holding us back from following the Lord? Are the time, money, wisdom, intelligence, cleverness, family, and various abilities we have stopping us from gaining the Lord deeply? Are you reluctant to let go of them to gain the more precious Lord? The Lord Jesus said to the young men, sell all that you have and give to the poor. Truly, the Lord Jesus doesn't want us to only care about ourselves. He likes us to care about the will of Abba, the love dream of the Lord, and the needs of man. He wants us to work with him to fulfill God's plans from eternity to eternity. God has given us so many good things. Not that he likes us to live selfishly. Hence, the story of this young man is a lesson for you and me to learn. Let us be the smart youngsters. We shall offer our youth and our all to the Lord. And this is the most blessed. This is the way of eternal life. It's not keeping the commandments and doing good deeds in order to enjoy eternal life. Instead, it is the other way around, that we enjoy eternal life so we are strengthened to obey the commandments of God. Remember, the Lord is the source of life. He is the source of all our strength. We shall walk on the way of eternal life and to enjoy the eternal life day by day. There is a Chinese saying, the plan for the year lies in spring. A plan for the day begins in the morning. Yet, the Chinese saying is different from us. It is the same as the Christian that the plan of the day begins with God. The pronunciation of God is in Chinese is the same as the pronunciation as the word morning. The God who we are talking about is the God who creates heaven and earth and loves us from morning to night. The Lord likes us to live with him day and night. This is how we tread on the way of eternal life as such. Our eternal life has begun. Do you know our eternal life does not only start once we go to heaven in the future? It begins from the moment we believed in the Lord. We already have eternal life. It was the beginning for us to inherit eternal life and continue to enjoy eternal life. Let us come back to these verses. The young men heard the words of the Lord Jesus and went away sorrowful. But the story was not over yet. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, how difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were so shocked when they heard this statement. Does it mean that it is difficult for rich people to enter the kingdom of God? The Lord Jesus was so good. He explained one more time. Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. The meaning of the Lord Jesus is how difficult it is for the rich people to enter the kingdom of God if they relied on money to be saved. Then it is impossible. The Lord Jesus told another parable. It is just like a camel to go through the eye of a needle, which is impossible. Not that the rich people cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. They can. But if they want to enter the kingdom of heaven through money, then that's impossible. Have you ever heard of a camel going through the eye of a needle? Some people explain that there was often a narrow gateway next to the main gate at Jerusalem at that time. The narrow gateway there was called the eye of the needle. The main gates would be open wide at daytime. All people and goods, even the big camel, can pass through it. But the main gates would be closed at dusk, and only the narrow gates was opened. The narrow gate was accessible to men only, or just a camel to get through. What if the camel was loaded with goods? In that case, they would need to unload the goods first in order the camel can get through the narrow gates carefully. And it was called the eye of the needle. I don't know if you have heard of it, but it seems there is a meaning to this explanation. The camel passed through the eye of the needle, or maybe there is a spiritual meaning that they want to express. It's just that people should lay aside themselves. They shall not be greedy for sin and this world. They can be saved and enter the kingdom of heaven by laying aside everything and simply believing in the Lord. I don't object to this meaning or this spiritual explanation. Yet, I may not accept to explain putting a camel through the eye of the needle as such. The reason is that there is no solid reference to this so-called eye of the needle in ancient literature. Even the Jewish historian Josephus in his first century, when he described in detail the walls and gates of Jerusalem at that time, no one have ever mentioned that there was a narrow gate named as the Eye of Needle. Hence, there is no basis for the explanation of the camel passing through the eye of the needle. I rather accept that the Lord Jesus used this popular rhetoric. It has exaggerated the comparison. The Lord Jesus used a camel as a metaphor because the camel was probably the largest animal in the Middle East at that time. They are commonly seen in daily life. The eye of the needle may be the smallest hole that we know, which is also common in our daily living. When these two things are put together, how can a large animal pass through the smallest needle? In order to express the possibility for people to enter the kingdom of God through money or other things is none. There is nothing you can rely on. Then what can we rely on? That's right. We shall trust in God. The Lord Jesus looked at them and said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. Thus, the Lord Jesus explained clearly how to enter the kingdom of God. With God, all things are possible. Therefore, those who believe can rely on God, can enter the kingdom of God. With man, it is impossible. That is to say, people cannot be saved or enter the kingdom of God by relying on their own money and observing the law. In order to explain this verse, we can look at the Gospel according to John chapter 9, verse 23. The Lord Jesus said to the child's father, Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. Have you noticed that all things are possible? With God, all things are possible. Here it said that all things are possible for one who believes. All things are possible is mentioned twice. After all, is it all things are possible with God, or all things are possible for those who believe? In fact, there is no conflict. Those who believe means someone who trusts in God. Of course, God can save those who believe in Him from sin. God saved that child from the devil. That is those who believe and relied on God. For all things are possible with God. Do you understand what I mean? In fact, Paul said something similar. He said, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Not that I can do all things when I trust in God. And that includes our salvation. We can only be saved by believing and trusting God. Brothers and sisters, I hope you will have some time to read and enjoy these verses in the Bible. I believe the Lord has something to say to you. He loves to walk on the way to eternal life with you. If you have time, let's have some time for you to be with the Lord face to face personally. May the Lord bless you.